Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show. The term ick is a fairly new trend. So for those that don't know what ick is, Abby, what is it?
Ick is so much more than a turnoff. It's a seemingly obscure thing that somebody does that kind of turns you off from them, but in more of like a cringe way. Like, it's not necessarily something they're doing on purpose. It's just something that kind of makes you go, ugh. Like, if I'm out with a guy and his shoes keep coming untied, ugh, ick. Not necessarily a turn off, but I'm kind of like, how are you as a grown man not tying your shoes?
I saw one woman said, any guy running with a backpack, the way it bounces up and down. Maybe that was from Nobody Wants This.
From Nobody Wants This, running with backpacks, needing Velcro shoes.
Is the ultimate ick the one where, I mean, it seems kind of superficial, but you look at it and you're like, I can't look at him the same way anymore. This relationship's kind of over.
Yeah, it seems superficial, but it really just kind of makes you look at that person in a different light.
Okay, I'm starting to realize that it can happen in any relationship. It can happen in a friendship. It can happen while you're dating. One woman on Instagram, Abby sent this, says that it can't, legally, it can't happen when you're married.
Yeah, it's going to have
some... Being married is so crazy.
It's going to have some legal ramifications if you decide to get married and you get the ick.
Being married is so crazy because you can't get the ick legally. Legally, if I got the ick right now, it wouldn't matter because there's nothing that they can do. It's like you signed this contract to say that you will never, ever, ever get the ick again. And that's kind of insane to me because there's things we haven't experienced together. For instance, we never been to Six Flags together. What if we get on the roller coaster and he starts screaming and I get the ick? But what if also he doesn't scream and I get the ick? Because, like, what, you think you too cool to scream? Like, that would also give me the ick. What if we're on an African safari adventure and a giraffe starts chasing him and he run? Like, not you running. What if we decide to run a marathon together and he trip over his shoelaces and he falls on his face? Like, why would you do that? You don't know how to tie your shoe? What if we go to the moon or space or something like that because we advance as a society and there is no gravity and I have to watch him in zero gravity? Like, that is just so icky to me. Like, heebie-jeebies.
Where's that from? That's from Sierra Likes Eggs on TikTok. When she said zero gravity, that sent me into orbit. I was cackling.
Because why would you do that?
So I have two of these when it comes to friendship, right? And I told you about one years ago where a friend that I had his dog pass away, right? Remember me telling you about this?
Uh-huh.
He was so attached to his dog. And I don't think I'd ever met his dog when it passed away, but he was a friend of mine. So, you know, I was there to comfort him. I know what that's like. It's very sad. Then he requested that all of his best friends go to his home and bury the dog in his backyard. And we were all supposed to go around the gravesite and say something nice about the dog before we all buried it. But before that, we had dinner and he drove his truck at Ruth Chris's downstairs with the dead dog in the back of the truck while we were all eating upstairs. And then we went to his backyard and buried the dog. We were all supposed to say something nice. Okay.
Probably should have done that in reverse order. Also asking the funeral guest for your dog to say something nice about the
That's
dog.
That's wild.
Yeah. When you hadn't met it.
Yeah.
Oh. That's even worse.
Right?
Oh, man.
Okay, that was one.
Do you remember what you said?
I think because I know he was mourning, I think I did it. Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. All right. But I do think that I couldn't mask the ick of the dog being downstairs while we were having steak upstairs.
I would like to have heard what everybody said. Right. I know that was interesting.
I think we all showed up, though. Okay. We all showed up for the dude, but I'm not sure he's friends with any of them now.
The fact that you weren't a good radio soldier and hit record on your phone in your pocket to record this makes me really mad at you.
I'm sorry. This is your ick. As a radio partner, this is your ick to me. The second one has to do with dogs also, and it's recent. So I know a woman, she's a friend of mine, and I've known her for a very long time. And she was in a relationship with a dude for a year and a half, so much so, and they knew that they were going to spend the rest of their lives together, that they adopted a dog together, right? So make a long story short, they break up. His job takes him on the road all the time, so he couldn't take the dog. So she had to take full ownership of the dog and said that she couldn't keep it because every time she looked at the dog, it got her sad because she was thinking of the past relationship and the dude. So she gave the dog away.
No.
What?
That's so stupid. Like, that's like looking at your kids and being like, this reminds me of my past marriage. Gotta get rid of the kid.
Yeah, that's why I didn't talk to Hayden for a while. but that was it, man. It's a game changer in the relationship. Have you done this with friends before?
Well, for me, I mean, to me, I think an ick is a little bit more superficial, like the dog thing. Like, one of my really, really close friends, when she ever has, like, a thing going on with a guy, she will get obsessed with taking selfies. And it's not just like, okay, we're going to go out and it's like, okay, we need to take, like, 10 or 15 selfies. It'll be like, we're in a new location and there's new lighting. Okay, so now there's one selfie. Okay, Abby, get in it. And then I get in it and I'm like, okay, cool, I'm done. Did my thing. I was in the photo to look like she had friends. And then she's like, no, one more, but in this lighting. And then we have to turn from this angle. And then she'll take like 15 more photos. And before you know it, we have an entire photo album of just photos of her at different angles, in different lightings, in different settings, until she decides to choose one to send to this guy who doesn't care if she lives or dies.
That's a perfect example.
Yep. So I had a few. I didn't know how serious we were going to be. The two superficial ones for me, one was finding out the other day at my Friendsgiving that my dude washes his hands by just sprinkling his fingers under the water.
Yes.
It was very much an ick for me.
Using no soap at all. No, doing the sprinkle.
Just doing the sprinkle.
And while holding his drink. He multitasked the whole entire thing.
Yeah, he did.
He'd hold it. Like, that's another thing, too. Holding your open container drink in a bathroom.
Yes.
Flushing it with all the germies flying around the bathroom.
It's disgusting.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, there's multiple icks in that
I'm
one.
I'm telling you, I thought of cutting them off. I did. It was a violation. The other superficial one I had was in vain to selfie taking when I'm at a restaurant and my friend won't let me eat because they want to take pictures of all the food. And I got to sit there and wait for them to finish while the food's getting cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more serious one I had was whenever my friends don't respect their other friendships. That has always bothered
me.
I do not like that.
I had a friend make a comment to me about one of my close friends' weight. They were like, oh my God, I saw that X, Y, and Z gained so much weight. I was like, why did you feel comfortable telling me that?
Yeah.
Well, don't tell me that.
And
why?
Now I feel like you do that to me with your other friends.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
They absolutely 1,000% do.
For sure. You have friendship ick?
Actually, one happened recently. So I don't know where this falls as far as, serious or trivial, but I had a friend had the audacity to critique my parenting, and I wanted to be like, look in the mirror. Because you got some messed up stuff going on underneath your roof.
That relationship's over. At that point, there's no bouncing back from that.
The Burt Show.
Just in here having a great time with my friends this morning, feeling good about the weekend. It was a 4-day work week. Everything was going great. And now?
Oh.
No! Seriously?
Yeah. This morning.
It's because we didn't give it a name.
Time of death. I think it was like 7:45 this morning. Happened this morning. Katie, will you call all the producers and the interns down from the producing office? Because this could have been avoided.
Mm-hmm. You mean the suspects? Yeah. Can we bring the suspects into the interrogation room?
This is a needless death on this one here, okay?
What do you mean it could have been avoided?
So for those of you guys that don't know, we all went to the North Georgia State Fair. A couple of the producers on the show out of their minds that day and ended up like we won three goldfish from the fair. They slowly have been unalived.
Nice job.
As you guys say. Died. right. And one has been holding on. One tried to jump out of the fish tank and got caught in the filter system. It was a sad day. We almost took the day off on that one.
That was rough.
What was the second one? Just it just was a bad, bad day. Yeah.
He couldn't make it.
In mourning. He just lost his will after watching his buddy take his own life. Yeah. He's like, ooh, that's my future.
Enough.
The second goldfish left, and the third one was holding on. And today we find out this morning that he too lost his will.
But I'm perplexed because great lengths were gone to test the water and to make sure he had quality conditions to thrive in.
Yeah, this is where the controversy comes in, and I'm just going to let the producers argue with themselves here, as I just heard back in studio that this all could have been avoided.
I don't know if that's entirely true. I mean, yes, great lengths were gone to make sure that the water was up to par and healthy, which, by the way, for some reason, the ammonia levels in this thing were like through the roof.
I have said this before. I am fairly certain Messy Mikey peed in that tank when we weren't there.
It's very possible. So earlier this week, I went to the pet store. I went and bought this de-ammonifier. I bought testing strips to see what the levels were at. I bought new food. I went really, you know, extra to make sure that the water was right. Tested the water, and it maxed out the strip. So it was already the ammonia level should be zero, and it maxed out the strip. So it was probably even higher than that. And so you're supposed to put a cap full of this stuff in the tank every 2 days. And so there's only so much you can do. You know, it's just sort of a wait and see. And then Ethan had a great idea that...
intern Ethan?
Yes, intern Ethan had a great idea of how we might have been able to save said final fish.
Now, he made this suggestion this morning after time of death, or had made it beforehand?
Actually! Before this... you want to tell your story yourself, Ethan?
Come in here, come on, bud. Lorraine. Let's go.
So this was the situation. I said something before the second fish died. But it seemed like everybody else was just like, dang, I guess that's it. I guess it's over for him.
Debilitated.
But I was like,
debilitated by the death.
We can fix this.
Ethan, what school do you go to?
Oh, I go to Georgia Tech.
Which is one of the smartest schools in the country. And so I'm curious as to why no one listened to a Georgia Tech student.
I don't know.
Oh, I see a lot of fish mouths.
Why would that be?
Well, I can at the very least admit that he was right, because I did say you were right. I just did nothing.
So what were you right about?
His suggestion was that we take the little tank, fill that up with water that's hopefully clean, and then transfer the fish over to that one while the water in the big tank was getting treated.
That makes
perfect sense.
Total sense. So
now, to Jackson's credit, though, he did go out and he bought all the stuff. Uh-huh. You can see it. I mean, he was going to do it today, and the fish just got impatient.
What,
Ethan?
Yes, this happened as the last fish was done.
But your suggestion was before the second one. Okay.
So it was just like, we waited too long. And it was a lot of good effort. It was just too late.
It's a useless death, Jackson. Two of them.
I know. And I can take the fault. I mean, I was self-proclaimed fish daddy to these fishes. And
you let that happen, huh?
And I let that happen under my watch, under my roof. So I will have these deaths on my shoulder. I will take that.
It's hard being a single dad, isn't it?
It is.
I have to be honest with you. In speaking with Jackson numerous times about these fish, I do have to say, I think he wanted them to die.
What?
He wanted him to die. And listen, we've already seen him murder one animal once, my Tamagotchi. He used to say he wouldn't do it a second, third, and fourth time.
Were you tired of them fish?
I went out of my way and spent $75 at the pet store to get all this stuff for them. There's no way that I wanted to kill them on purpose.
Business expense. I've seen your Venmo requests.
That's why not.
In communicating with Jackson, I have noticed a small amount of disdain for these fish, and we did have a long discussion about who was going to take care of these fishes over the holidays that are coming up. 3 weeks in which people would have to come into the studio on their time off. I do think that this was perfect timing right before Thanksgiving that all of the fish have died.
So I have been blaming Messy Mikey for peeing in the tank.
Whole time it was fish.
How is this on me? It was not me.
Look, we're all saying things we don't mean right now because we're emotional.
rails.
Yeah, some things you can't take back, so let's just end this right here, right now. Yeah. And we'll circle back when we're all in a better mindset, okay?
Okay.
Sounds right. Good.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Again, we're all a little emotional this morning on losing our last goldfish, our last fair goldfish of the three. He lost his life earlier this morning.
What was his name again? I know we're super emotional.
He was called Third Fish.
Bronze.
We got a bit of a.
Did you just say bronze?
Third, gold. Third he lasts the longest.
That's true. But he's third.
I don't know. Depending on the fish's mentality at the time, maybe they just really wanted to go.
I think they did.
We got a bit of a murder mystery on our hands here that I think we need to address this morning in the most comfortable but uncomfortable way. Katie, again, will you bring Jackson and Amber down here, please?
Okay. While they are coming down. While they are coming down, what had happened was after the last break, when Bert talked about how our third fair goldfish had passed away, and everybody came in, and we were talking about things during the commercial break. I went to get a refill of coffee, and I stopped by the producer room, and I said, "Hey, is there something wrong with that tank as to why the ammonia was high? Because if the tank is good, I'd like to get it because I want that to be Jimmy's Christmas present this year, right? I want to get him a fish tank." And Jackson confirmed that it's a high quality tank. Like it's a good tank. It's not the
Hell
tank. Because
yeah.
I was like, I'll be damned if I get my kid, trigger warning, a suicide tank and give him a bunch of fish.
That trigger warning really helps.
Can't even pause in between.
Straight into it.
Could you imagine giving your child a fish tank that is like a crap tank and then like a couple weeks later all his fish die or unalive? That would be a traumatic experience for a 3.5-year-old. But I didn't want to put my son through that.
It's no different when you buy a house, though. They don't have to tell you the source of what was in that house when you buy it, right? And I will also, the origin story of this fish tank is, you remember we went to Georgia Fair, both Amber and Jackson kicked ass that day. We ended up with three goldfish that we brought here to the radio station. It was in such a small little tank, and I was getting DMs from people going, they're going to die tomorrow if you don't get them into a bigger tank. So I go on over to Petco, and you remember the person that helped me was so enthusiastic about fish when I told her about the goldfish. I was just looking for like a little itty bitty, like, I don't know, bowl to put them in or whatever, something a little bit nicer than they had, and she refused. She's like, this goes against PetSmart ethics. I cannot sell you a fish tank knowing that you're not getting the proper care to the fish. So she sold me this expensive tank, the grant, everything else too, right? So they were supposed to die way before this. And now the tank is an expensive tank, so here we are without it. But that's not here nor there. We can figure that out. What we need to get to here is the root of the deaths of the fish.
So we know it's not the tank.
Yep.
So there is something else that I think the crew and Fish Daddy and the crew back there know.
Fish Daddy and the crew.
That's me. That's Jess.
Fish Daddy and the family.
And my crew.
Let's just all establish here that we're all friends, we're all family, and a family sometimes has to move together with total and complete honesty, correct?
Yes.
We need a little fish transparency.
We thought we needed to do this today before the eulogy on Monday from Jackson.
We're having a fish funeral on Monday.
So what we do know is it would appear as though ammonia levels, which is what killed the fish, rise with overfeeding. Okay? That is fact. So, Jackson, have you been overfeeding the fish?
No, Bert, I have not been overfeeding the fish.
Bull! S word.
Here we go!
Uh-oh. And away we go! Ding, ding,
ding! Here's what I'll say, is that I'm one of the first of the producers that are here in the morning, because I have the longest drive. I don't want to be late, so I'm always early. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I come into the office, I feed the fish immediately, especially on like a Monday, because no one's here in the weekend.
Yeah, well, and so they don't eat over the weekend because we thought fasting was good for goldfish.
That's healthy.
And sometimes I would forget to tell Jackson that I fed them, and he would feed them too.
Oh, it's a double feeding, which could contribute to the ammonia levels. Jackson, do you agree with this assessment?
I didn't want it to have to come to this.
Oh.
I was more than willing to take the fall.
Uh-oh. By the way, Kristen has backed away from the two of them. Like, she's prepping to watch the, like, Paul Tyson fight.
Yeah, I'm Tyson.
I was willing to take the fall for the death of the three fish. They were under my responsibility, and I owned that. But if we're all coming clean, I didn't want to freak Kristen out because she came in and she wanted the tank, and I wanted to let her know that there's truly nothing wrong with the tank. There was an incident that occurred about 3 weeks ago where I came in, and again, Amber's like, I usually ask, hey, did you feed the fish? She's like, yes, I do, whatever. There was one morning where I walked in, and she admitted to me that she accidentally dumped about half the entire package of fish.
First of all, it was not half the bag. All right, bull. call him bull. All right. So it's like this little bag of like fish things, and you open it and you're supposed to just pour a little bit.
Yeah.
Actually twice, because Chad saw it yesterday when I accidentally did it. But the moment I saw it happen, I grabbed the, little scooper, and I took out all of that.
So you dumped first half time I did. In twice?
No. That is super exaggerated, and you know it.
These are lies. I call bullfish.
I know that this is not the truth, because after I was like, did you do anything about it? She said, I was considering scooping the food out.
The first time I didn't.
But I wanted to wait until you got in.
Wait, what?
So the food at that point had all settled down to the bottom. That is what my running theory as to why the ammonia buildup happened. I don't think that's the sole cause, but I think that that might have been the catalyst for why everything happened.
And just the timing of this whole thing. So you were overseeing the fish tank while she was feeding it?
So after that happened, I was...
there's a supervisor for the fish tank.
After that happened is when Fish Daddy came out, and I was like, I am going to now take on full responsibility over these guys. I had no idea that ammonia was even a problem with fish tanks until, Bert, you got a DM that said, hey, the bubbles at the top of the tank might imply that there's an ammonia problem.
And that's came from the ghost of the second fish.
That DM.
So you had too many fish cooks in the kitchen, which is why the overfeeding incident happened.
Yes. After the first overfeeding, he mentioned it to me. After that, I started pouring it in my hand putting pinchins in.
It was too late at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Amber, you overfed the fish, and that's where the ammonia started.
If you want to put it on me, I'll take it.
Amber.
I'll take it.
Murder is the name that they gave you.
Yeah, I brought those fish into this life and I took them out. Yeah, you were the one that won them.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Damn.
Well, who, I mean, talk about, this is a better murder mystery than that Nicole Kidman one.
Definitely been the one I wrote a couple of months ago. It's like not even close. All right.
Does everybody feel better now that it's all out
it's
in the open?
In the
Can
tree,
we just give
right.
me time served to be done with it?
Once again, Amber, if their ringtones were still a thing when you called me.
What is the penalty? Like, what is the sentence for killing three fish?
You got to spend a week straight at the Georgia Aquarium.
The Bert Show.
Abby, can we address the elephant in the room?
What's the elephant?
Well, when
the
people
room?
Watch the Facebook videos, they're going to see you one shade at the beginning of the show and see you a completely different shade by the end of the show.
This is true, man.
I don't want people commenting on my appearance. That's my politically correct answer. So I have a spray tan on, and I try not to wear spray tans.
Yeah, girl, the spray tan is wearing you.
I try not to wear spray tans during the week because I don't think it looks good on camera, but I have a gentleman caller that I'm meeting tonight, and I refuse to go looking like the shade of Elmer's glue. So last night,
a.k.a. Pasty,
last night, I covered my body in a substance, which gives me a nice bronzy glow when you put it on. But the thing is that after you wash it off, it still continues to develop over the course of 24 hours. And I am wearing the shade dark. So it is getting dark over.
if this thing doesn't decelerate, then you are going to be accused of blackface by 2 in the afternoon.
No. I am offended. Sit next to you. Now that we're here.
Mo's going to ask to change seats.
this is a warning to white women everywhere that the Saint Tropez ultraviolet purple undertone spray tan, when you put it on, literally does look like a hate crime. It's so, like, dead ass. I spent 20 minutes in the shower this morning washing it off, hoping it would dilute, and it just keeps getting darker.
Girl, you are developing.
I'm developing.
They should just rename it. They should rename it hate crime.
If you're still developing, shouldn't you be in a dark?
I know. I'm doing like a reverse MJ right now, but yeah.
You right now are the same shade that Hayden posed in to be Muhammad Ali and that school project years ago. That was just a bad idea.
I was going for more like Carmen Electra, and
you look real healthy.
You're like a burnt caramel right now.
Seriously.
Some people like that shade, Kristen. Some people think burnt caramel is very appetizing.
Good luck tonight. Thanks. Good luck. All right, speaking of tonight, good news.
Oh.
The beaver is out.
Yes, it is. Not mine. All right, so what we're talking about is the super beaver moon. So tonight is the super beaver moon. And this is going to be like just a massive full moon. Mm-hmm. And for the month of November, it's called a beaver moon. There's a reason behind it. It's neither here nor there. If you want to look it up, you can. Because each month there is a full moon and it has a name. So like in January, it's the wolf moon. In June, it's the strawberry moon. And in November, she the beaver moon. And she was looking real pretty and big this morning. The moon. All right, not your beaver. No. Not my beaver. So we played this months ago. And I was going to not challenge Abby, but open Abby's eyes to a potential beaver moon ritual that she could do to snag her a man.
Oh, the weekend. This would be perfect weekend for it.
Yes.
I mean, I am meeting a man tonight.
Yep.
So this came from the Instagram page, Inspiring Touch Official. And this is kind of like I said, it's a ritual a woman can do if she has a specific man she is hoping to court.
Okay.
Now, if you remember this, this is what you have to do tonight if you want to will the universe to bring you the man of your dreams.
Okay.
Think carefully about who you're doing this for, because you won't be able to distance yourself from that person ever again. To begin, take a sanitary pad and make a hole in it. Through this hole, insert a photo of the person you wish to have in your life. Next, use red ink to write the full name of your beloved on the pad, and wear the pad overnight for the best results. If you are on your period, it is much more effective. The next day, remove the pad and sprinkle it with powdered cinnamon. Fold the pad towards you, then wrap it in a piece of your worn underwear.
What?
Then, store it in a dark place where no one can find it. And don't be surprised if the person soon becomes deeply infatuated with you. Mm-mm. It's important to note that this ritual should be performed at night, and while it can be done on any day and during any lunar phase, it should not be performed during the last quarter moon. The optimal time for this ritual is at midnight. The best day is Friday, and the most effective moon phase is the full moon.
It's Friday.
Also, remember to focus on what you want throughout the ritual keep visualizing that person at all times.
In a beaver.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not.
Please do this with Glenn Powell.
Yes. I'm saying so tonight, I'm challenging you and any other Burke Show listener that wants to do this ritual. And if you do it and it is successful, you have to call us and tell us. But I would love for you to go out and buy yourself a sanitary pad.
To have some, believe it or not.
To cut a hole in it, put a picture of your hopeful beloved, write his name on it. wear it tonight to bed, and then when you wake up...
Wait, there's some cinnamon in there also?
Wait, I'm getting... work. Yeah, you got to wait till the next morning.
The cinnamon is after, otherwise that's a UTI waiting to happen.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Then you're going to... So you wake up, you take it off, you sprinkle the cinnamon on it, you roll it up towards you.
Okay.
I'll send you the video. You roll it up towards you, then you put it in worn underwear. It can't be clean underwear. It has to be worn underwear. And then you tuck it in a cool, dark space, and you just let it cook.
And then you send it to someone who paid you a lot of money on OnlyFans.
All right. Everyone be sure to wait to the cameras, because this clip is going to be in some kind of true crime documentary when I'm eventually nabbed for some kind of Glenn Powell crime.
Well, good luck tonight, because this is all going down tonight. I'm sure that when this works effectively, you will be a beautiful mixed race couple.
That's crazy. Look at you. That's crazy.
You are one shade away from offending me. I'm just letting it
go. The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
When you guys go to the dentist, do you floss and brush your teeth like extra well for like 24 hours before?
Heck yeah.
Knowing you're going to get like guilted out if you don't, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting a blood test tomorrow, right? So I've been doing nothing but eating fish and like not eating any sugar or anything for like 48 hours thinking that's going to change the results.
And it's not. So fun game to play with your dentist. Like I wasn't able to go home and brush my teeth before I went to the dentist. So when I'm sitting there and I have the tech and I'm like, I apologized profusely. I'm like, I am so sorry that I didn't brush my teeth prior to coming here. She's like, girl, please, like, you're not the only one, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I go, okay, well, let's see if you can guess what I ate.
That's a good game.
Uh-huh. So she got in there.
She played.
Oh, absolutely. They're the best at O'Shea Dentistry. So she get in there, and she's, like, poking around, and she goes, almonds? And I was like, yeah, she got it.
Ew.
Yeah.
She secretly hates you so much.
No one else is grossed out.
You know, I'm with you.
I was really impressed. I was like, way to go, girl. Yeah.
I found out recently they can tell if you've eaten something else as well.
True.
Hey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. I have heard that. Uh-huh. And my best friend's in dental school, and she's like, oh, yeah.
How? Because there's bruising on your palate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do that with your significant other, your dentist knows.
Doesn't have to be significant.
My dentist knows I'm not getting anything.
The dentist apologizes.
Again, girl? Again?
There's another fun one right before you get your cleaning or you're getting your exam in the dentist parking lot. Eat a bunch of Oreos and then go in. So it's just all over your face, all over your mouth.
Have fun with that.
Yep. All right, Messy Mikey, what an exciting time for you and your girl, man.
Well, we're on the prowl for an apartment.
On the prowl?
On the prowl.
On the prowl.
So when did you guys decide that you were going to move in together?
Well, we graduated college in the spring. We were supposed to move out in January, but she's not going to survive until then. So no. I'm going to be surprised if we make it to December.
What do you mean she's not going
to
survive?
She wants to move out so bad. Okay. She is so ready, and she wants a dog. There's a lot of friction being created right now. Because she needs a dog.
Is she with her parents or is she with
the...
Yeah.
We're both living with our parents.
Okay.
And the apartment... Listen, we're recently graduated. Our finances aren't in the best place ever. And so you can't afford the nicest place.
Mm.
So definitely popcorn ceilings we're looking at.
you want to explain what a popcorn ceiling is to Mom?
I have no idea.
It's the ceiling where, like, if you're bouncing a balloon in the room, if it hits the ceiling, it's going to pop.
It's textured. It's the texture the ceiling.
Is that a horrible way to explain it?
No, I got you.
So we've looked at two apartments. This is my first question. Is every leasing manager just a sleazebag? Are they all just dirty people?
I don't think so. What part of town are you looking in, by the way?
Near the Battery.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Mm, but they are a little, they're trying to sell you an apartment. I mean, I wouldn't put them on the old cliche of old used car salesman. That
really?
Was the old cliche. But no.
That's exactly what they seem like.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe they just exist at popcorn selling places. it's not going great. We've toured two places, but she wants to just go ahead and settle down in the second place that we found.
Okay.
And you're like, we need to see more places.
Well, yeah, that seems reasonable, right? And also, whenever you go into a leasing place, they're like, all right, if you sign right now, it'll be $1,100. And then we come back 2 days later, they're like, it's $1,500. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's all a bunch of nonsense, too. I don't know. This whole thing just seems like you're trying to get the least amount of played.
I don't hate asking this question. If you are in a leasing office, what kind of advice can you give to Messy Mikey or anybody that is going shopping for an apartment to know that, hey, you're not getting ripped off, or what should you be looking for? 1-855-BIRCHOW.
Yes, please. And another problem I'm having is she's donating slivers of the apartment to me. So, the closet, she's saying I get a sliver of the closet, which I don't have that many clothes, but... She needs to use a different terminology. Yeah.
I have said this for years. Do you know the game, the board game Risk?
I do.
Okay, so Risk is you both come to the table with equal amounts of countries. And then as the game goes on, whoever takes the most real estate in the most countries ends up winning. That is no different than living with a woman. You guys both start off, well, in this case, at least she's being honest with you.
Yeah.
In most cases, you guys have 50-50%, and then slowly she starts taking over until all you have is Cuba left.
Can I tell you
every time?
Can I tell you my biggest problem right now? The place that we're looking to move into, no microwave.
Oh, no.
That is a absolute deal breaker for me. She's acting like it's not a big deal. It's the biggest deal.
If only there were stores where you could purchase one.
Well, but there's no room for a microwave. There's not a designated place for one. I'm going to buy a microwave and I'll just sit it on the floor. But
counters?
I can't survive without a microwave.
I used to have one on top of the fridge. I remember them days.
Okay.
You
that's
did?
Not bad.
Yeah, I had to put it on top of the fridge.
Well, is that right?
Because you're tall. You can do that.
That's not a bad idea.
I have one in my food pantry. Pantry right now. Hide it out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, but he's like, a pantry? What is that?
So you're saying it's so small.
Yeah. And I don't know. There's some concerns. All of the cabinets are all warped. Nothing shuts right. And I don't deserve the best place right now, but it's is this the best bang for my buck at this juncture?
Can you afford, for those of you that don't live in Atlanta, the Battery is by where the Braves play, and it's a very cool part of town. It's like a party town also. You can party at all these bars and restaurants around the stadium, but it's not cheap.
Well, no, this is 10 minutes away. Okay. We're not in the expensive part.
He's not in the Battery.
Okay. Listen, Bert, we're not looking for luxury here.
All right, so when you say the Battery, you're talking down by the airport.
Yeah. I'm over the interface.
He's like, we're not looking for luxury, but I am looking for a microwave.
Yeah.
Felicia, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. How can you help out here?
Hey, so I'm actually a property manager, and one thing that I like to tell everybody to do and make sure they do is definitely don't look at just two places. That is never what you're going to want to do. And definitely re-look at the places that are your top picks, but also bring their price quotes and see if they can price compare to the last place you looked at so that you can get the cheapest rate.
Mm. Okay, so there is haggling whenever you're signing a lease.
100%. No leasing agent wants to lose a lease.
All right, just as a general rule, what is the wiggle room on an apartment? So let's say it costs $1,200 a month, right? I'm throwing that out of my butt. What is the wiggle room, do you think, on there? Is it generally $1,000? Can you get $100 off, more than that?
So you can wiggle up to about $250, and that sounds crazy to some people, but you can wiggle because the goal with it is you have to look at places that are comparable to them that are offering lower prices to be able to bring that proof to say, hey, they're going to get me here because they're renting at this amount and you're at this amount.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sign today if you bring it to here.
Mm-hmm. And their motivation...
Especially apartments in that area, they will price compare.
Their motivation is to get you in there, and they get a cut of each apartment that they rent?
Possibly. They might possibly give their leasing agents a small commission. It's not anything too great, to be honest. It's not like a car dealership. But it is something, and what would we rather, lose a month more rent or have somebody in the unit for a little bit lower than we anticipated?
But what's the motivation for the leasing agent? If they're not making any kind of cut at all, what's their motivation to get somebody into the apartment?
In this industry, it really is a career. So, it's a make or break if you lease apartments or if you're just not leasing any at all.
Okay.
All right, so I have an idea for us. But are we done talking? You have to say it.
What?
Yes,
oh, bye, Felicia.
Thank you. You're going to say, all right, so here's an idea. Just to, for funsies. So you're looking for a place. Give us the area, like the exact parameter. And how about all of us come in with an apartment that we think would be good for you and your girlfriend?
Okay.
And that way, so to help you out, because she's looked at the second one, she's ready to settle down. And you're like, I want to look at more places. So say you're doing this bit on the show and be like, hey, man, sorry, but we got to go look at some more places because the Burt Show wants to make it a competition to see who can find us the perfect place.
Okay. And how about whoever.
And when he throws that in there, that will definitely help. Like maybe I'll get some publicity out of this guy on the radio.
And I'll go a step further. Whoever finds the apartment I'll move into, they get to pay the deposit.
That's very kind of you, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at you. So what is the area? Like Cobb Parkway?
Man, I don't know the streets.
Do you know the town?
Honestly have no idea.
Do you know the county?
No. That's the last thing I'm going to know.
How can we help him out?
County, Smyrna Vinings is
okay,
the area.
Thank you.
Okay. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.